Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alvin, he's got a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Trust. Dear Trust, seriously, we trust a lot of things and a lot of people. People we don't even know. We put a lot of trust into people and things that if we stopped for a second and thought about it, probably would become terrified. We'd probably never leave the house. Here's something all of us do every day that takes so much trust. Drive. Think about it. You're driving a 3,000-some-pound vehicle at 60 miles per hour just a few feet away from another 3,000-some-pound vehicle doing 60 driving towards you. What? How are we trusting these people? No lie. I saw a video yesterday of a woman filling a plastic bag with gasoline.
I saw that.
And putting it in the trunk of her car. By the way, while you're listening to this, she may be speeding towards you in her plastic bag full of gas, missile of a car, but I'm sure she won't be looking at her phone and veering into your lane and ending your life in a fiery flash of stupidity. Just trust her. We eat food from people that we've never seen. And they deliver it in a car to us, driven by sometimes people that we don't want to see. We are trusting that the guy that made our food, that has a reputation for doing questionable sex acts to himself and other random people, washed his hands before molesting your pizza dough or gently massaging your burger patty after he probably just finished gently massaging his own burger patty. We trust the people that built our houses or buildings that we go into every day. We trust that they know what the hell they're doing. We trust the people that built our house and you walk into the front door and hopefully your whole house doesn't tumble in on you. Women have to trust the guys at the bar that they meet, that they want to go home with and hook up, that this guy isn't going to murder them. By the way, I know that happens. I'm just surprised it doesn't happen a lot more. I trust the pharmacist to give me the right medication and not something that's going to grow little boobies on me. And I get it. I live a normal life. And if you blindly trust people, you kind of have to. But if you really think about it for a second, you're probably going to stop doing a lot of things that you did every day of your life. But trust me, you'll probably be fine. I'm Galvin from the Mike Helta Show, and this has been an open letter to trust.
Yeah, I think about what all these